Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day right after the midterm elections, but we're just right before the 2024 elections are over. No, really, completely over, finished, done with, without having to go through all those ads and the unpleasantness and the attacks and the back and forth and any uncertainty at all. It's all going to be wiped out. Why and when and how? Well, there's a terrific column in the Wall Street Journal. I think it's a column every American should read. It's a column that makes the case that the race for president could be over on next Tuesday, coming right up here on the 15th. So we should get ready, get all the campaigning in we need to. During the Veterans Day holiday, we will be here working with you, of course, and talking to you. But how is the campaign going to be over so soon? Daniel Henninger knows how, and we will talk about that. There is also ongoing news about the vote counts that are going forward, where Kerry Lake, in particular, is getting ready to contest the election, because it does look like, with the most of the votes that have yet to be counted, and there are about 425,000 that left to be counted from Maricopa County, their majority are early votes or mail-in votes or drop-box votes. They are the kind of votes that have been in the past traditionally going in a Democratic direction, not in a Republican direction. Talking about a Republican direction, we are told that after President Trump secures his renomination, that whether she wins or loses her race for governor of Arizona, Kerry Lake would be on his short list for vice presidential picks. Not going to be Mike Pence, probably, certainly not, after the excerpt to his book released today in the Wall Street Journal, also some excerpts in the New York Times. It is descriptions of some of his last days with Trump before they seem to hit some kind of irreconcilable understanding. The we'll be speaking later today to Jonathan Allen of NBC. He has a provocative column on what the midterms mean for a possible Trump-Biden rematch. To some extent, with Trump's announcement about the speech he's going to be giving, which he has described, I think it's very important that Americans focus on this. He has described that speech in a tweet, not tweet because he's not on Twitter, but it was an email that was sent out, and it says that the announcement that is coming will perhaps be the most important speech ever given in the whole history of the United States of America. Which means, as they say in the National Review, move over Gettysburg Address and I have a dream. Yes, this announcement will perhaps be the most important speech given in the history of the United States of America. Will it? We'll be talking to Rich Lowry, the editor for National Review, coming up. But first off, with the elections over, except for the final counting and the shouting, and of course that runoff coming up in Georgia. It is possible, by the way, that the runoff would not decide control of the Senate, because unless the Republicans win one, at least one, of the currently in question seats that have yet to have a final winner. The battle in Nevada between Catherine Cortez Masto and the incumbent senator and Adam Laxalt, that battle in Nevada has to be settled, and the battle in Arizona between not just Senator Mark Kelly, but Blake Masters, the Republican nominee, very much a candidate selected and promoted by President Trump. Okay, the Democrats are already beginning to think a little bit about who would be a terrific alternative to Biden. They're probably thinking about it less now, because what the president seems to have accomplished is something that's very unusual, which is really very minimal Democratic losses, nothing like the red wave that we were all hearing about, and people are talking about the red puddle or the red trickle or the red pond, but it's not a wave. So Katie Tour on MSNBC came up with the most brilliant idea I think you could possibly imagine, and she should get all the encouragement in the world. I hope her nomination for a Democratic nominee for President of the United States actually becomes reality. It would be fascinating and entertaining and uplifting and inspiring. Who does she have in mind? Listen to clip 6.
Fetterman as a nominee at some point for president. I know there's some variables, obviously.
just a few.
But I just, you know, what he did in the super red, deep red parts of Pennsylvania, and the way that he ran ahead of Biden, as you were saying, ran ahead of Trump. I mean, it makes you wonder about his future.
John Fetterman. Okay, it's enough that he was elected to the Senate of the United States. He actually won that race by much more than expected. It was supposed to be close, but it wasn't that close. But Fetterman for president? And based upon what qualifications? I mean, one of the things that I do want to emphasize, and again, it's been a theme of this show, and I think it's a very important theme, that right now the idea of celebrity candidates, people who have not really worked in politics before. John Fetterman has been mayor of Braddock, Pennsylvania, and then he's been lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania, which is a pretty meaningless job. It's virtually like being vice president of the United States, except you're around Harrisburg, not around Washington, D.C. Fetterman has limited experience and limited background to be president. And the verbal dexterity which he has been able to show during his... Again, you can just imagine. John Fetterman for president. Actually, there's a much more serious list of contenders, but it's part of what is very bizarre about this moment in our history, because we had, remember, Marianne Williamson was on the debate stage, who was a spiritual guru, and Adam Yang, of course, and he may run again with his brand new party that he has organized. But this idea of people running with no qualifications and no preparation, and where you start at the presidency or for a senatorial level, and then people say, well, what about Reagan? Reagan, before he ran for president, was governor of California for 2 very, very successful terms. And he had been very much involved in politics for years. In 1964, which was 16 years before he first ran for president, before he ran for president and won, in 1964, he was crucial in the Goldwater campaign. And then 1976, 12 years later, he was a candidate for president against President Ford. At least some experience with major candidacies. John Fetterman? So who would be on that list? And what about getting rid of Biden? That's still what a lot of Democrats believe, even with the success in the elections this week. We'll get to that and more coming up.
And we see in the middle of our mind a golden light.
The Michael Medved Show.
It is a place of infinite peace and infinite love.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately, I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is... you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at MichaelMedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Connecticut judge today has ordered InfoWars founder Alex Jones and his company to pay
an additional $473 million to the families of eight victims of the Sandy Hook shooting. That on top of the $1 billion he's already been ordered to pay. So I imagine he's going to be very energetically trying to sell some of the snake oil products that he sells, some of the a male enhancement products that he sells. And no, we're not just talking about growing hair, but that too. Will Alex Jones be rushing forward to make these payments? I think it's going to be a matter of some combat and discussion. And by the way, if there are any items of breaking news, the items of breaking news would be on the Maricopa County count, and they're going to be doing a special audit, but get it done by the end of the day on Friday, and this is settled. One of them, of course, has a very great impact directly on who is going to control the U.S. Senate. That's the ongoing count, incomplete, with some 400,000 ballots left to be counted. They are starting a hand count audit, and that's supposed to be done by Friday. The reason that I think that people should look at this realistically is most of the ballots that are outstanding, the majority of the ballots that are outstanding in Arizona are from Maricopa, which is Phoenix, and Pima County. Pima County's Tucson. And the vote from Pima County that's been counted so far is 14 points advantage to the Democrats. And for Maricopa County, it's only 4 points advantage to the Democrats. But given the fact that that the two Democratic candidates are ahead in both of those counts, both Katie Hobbs for governor and the senator, Mark Kelly, it's probably unlikely that that's going to be turned around by the additional counts because of where they're from. But we'll find out. Here's an email that came in from BJ in Chicago. And thank you, BJ, for great to hear from you. What it says is, why is there so much speculation about whether or not Trump will run again? He has to in order to stay one step ahead of the law. As an officially declared presidential candidate for a major political party, it will be virtually impossible to arrest and prosecute him. If he were brought up on a criminal charge, half the country would be up in arms. If he can win re-election in 2024, he will have effective immunity from legal trouble for the next 4 years as a sitting president. You should point this out to your listeners. Okay, I would point out to the listeners, if it's true, I don't think that his officially declared candidacy would in any way interfere with some of the ongoing legal problems he has about, for instance, the way that he ran his company for many years, and his honesty in his dealing with the Internal Revenue Service, and the desire that he has is a big legal fight about whether Congress is going to have access and the public is going to have access to some of his tax returns, which previous candidates for president and people who won the presidency have basically publicized. Idea that people said, oh, well, you can't bother him because he is an active candidate, I don't think that's going to work, and particularly not given the fact that right now the federal authorities and plenty of state authorities like Letitia James, the Attorney General in New York State, are of the opposition party. And the notion that if you, I can get off on any charge I want, all I have to do is declare for president, I'm not sure that's going to work. There's now, by the way, speaking of declaring for president, there are already people close to President Trump who are saying that, hey, in light of the way that this campaign worked out, you honestly, President Trump, should not be declaring your candidacy now. because it will be, it was the same reason that Seward told Lincoln, right, during the middle of the Civil War. Lincoln had written his Emancipation Declaration, and he wanted to put it out, and this is originally in the summer of 1862. And Seward said, no, if we do it after all of the defeats that the Union armies have suffered at the hands of the Confederacy, it will be viewed as a desperate cry for help. I think that same thing applies to President Trump after the results on Tuesday, going forward 1 week later with this greatest speech in the history of the country that we're supposed to be hearing. And again, it's coming on the week right after Veterans Day. Okay, speaking of Veterans Day, one of the things that we have going on right now is at the this is something interesting. The complete Veterans Day collection, which has just been assembled by the good people of the MedVet History Store, is going to come together with a free MedVet beer mug, which great. I hope people can use that in good health and happiness. But there are a whole series of programs that are going to be coming with this Veterans Day bundle. And it's hours and hours of programming. We have the Battles of the American Revolution. These are the battles fought that ignited a revolution that would become a pillar of the world. Hear the stories of what it took, the planning, the strategy, the lives lost, and the victories won. And then we have one on the wars of the 19th century. This is also included. From Mexico declaring war on the U.S., the best and worst conducted battles in American history, to the country's own civil war. In the collection, you can learn about the struggles, the trials, the tribulations, the defeats, and the triumphs of the wars of the 19th century. Also, that war of 1812, which was a disaster, and you'll hear the truth about it. There was also the wars of the 20th century into the six wars that helped to change and shape not only America, but the world and what it is today. Now, all of this is available right now together with this very handsome free beer mug. It's a collection of our very best war programs, 70% off. Go find out about that availability at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com. When we come back, are people right in the Trump orbit who are saying, Mr. Trump, delay the speech? We'll talk to Rich Lowry of National Review coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New inflation numbers show prices at the grocery store continue to rise.
The consumer price index continues to rise in Thursday's report. It edged up 0.4% in October. The slight increase is good news for the stock markets. The bad news? Grocery store prices year to year are more expensive by 12.5%. Fuel oil to heat your home is 69% more expensive. Natural gas is up 20%. Electricity is up 14% year to year.
The Florida Panhandle and Georgia are the next places to feel the impacts of Tropical Storm Nicole. The National Hurricane Center saying that'll happen Thursday night. The storm has weakened since making landfall and now has winds of 45 miles per hour. It's about 160 miles from the state capital of Tallahassee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, there are a lot of people, including Kelly McEnany, President Trump's former press representative, who have come out and said, and Mr. President, Mr. Former President, Mr. Wannabe Future President, don't do the announcement of candidacy just a few days from now. It's bad timing. It's and by the way, the most powerful argument against that announcement comes in the pages of the Wall Street Journal today. The great Daniel Henninger, frequent guest on this show, writes, let's cut to the chase. If Mr. Trump announces next week that he is running again, the 2024 presidential election ends that day. It guarantees a wipeout for Republicans. And he says, connect Tuesday's dots. Amid all the issues in this midterm election, inflation, abortion, crime, the pandemic, schools, climate, Mr. Trump made getting his endorsement in the GOP primaries contingent on one thing, agreeing with him that the 2020 presidential election was stolen. The Republican Senate candidates who played Mr. Trump's rigged election card to win their primaries included Don Bolduc in New Hampshire, Blake Masters in Arizona, and Mehmet Oz in Pennsylvania. Republican gubernatorial candidates who supported Mr. Trump's version of 2020 included Pennsylvania's Doug Mastriano, Michigan's Tudor Dixon, Maryland's Dan Cox, Wisconsin's Tim Michaels, Arizona's Carrie Lake, and New York's Lee Zeldin. There's little doubt that embracing Mr. Trump's election view secured the nomination in those states. But in virtually every instance, these candidates then de-emphasized both the 2020 election and Mr. Trump and ran more traditional issues-based campaigns. Why? Because in a general election, a Trump base only campaign can't win. It is a guaranteed loser. This column and others wrote repeatedly during Mr. Trump's term that he had to expand his base beyond the narrow 2016 win. He never did. A real problem. Rich Lowry of National Review has written an amusing column about what is going to make people forget all about the Gettysburg Address and the I Have a Dream speech, because it's going to be the greatest speech in American history, the one planned by President Trump to announce his candidacy on Monday, I think it is, or it's Tuesday. But it's such an important day, you've got to get it right. Right, Rich? What's the day?
It's Tuesday. I kind of think he's not going to announce on Tuesday. I think people are going to prevail on him not to do it if the Georgia runoff is meaningful, and maybe even if it's not. But we need to wait and see what happens out in Nevada, where I just hear different things. You know, election watchers on Twitter are like the Republican Adam Laxalt. You know, he's going to lose. I was just talking to Republican senators. He's like, no, he's going to win. So we'll see. But he needs to win to make Georgia count. And then if it does, I think it's very unlikely that Trump will go through with his announcement. I think people around him will try to convince him to do something positive to help Herschel Walker, to have a little bit of some bragging point out of this. You know, maybe give Walker his fundraising list, which he hasn't done for anyone else. Hope Walker gets over the finish line and say, hey, you know what, I helped make this happen, and it wasn't as bad as we thought because we both won the Senate and the House. But he sustained a body blow Tuesday night. There's just no doubt about it.
What could he do to be most helpful? Could he? Do you think it would help Herschel Walker for President Trump between now and December 6th to basically move to Georgia and go out campaigning with him every day?
No, I think
you're laughing. I mean, I'm sure President Trump thinks that would deliver the campaign, right?
Yeah. Well, that's part of the problem is. What he thinks might deliver a campaign, and what really does or don't really accord, but giving Herschel his email list, letting Herschel, you know, I'm told it's plausible Walker could, you know, raise $10 million, $15 million, real money off of that list, and then play a lot of golf, you know, and let it play out and stay out of the way. Now, how likely is he to do either of those things? I don't know, but He's just in a bad state now. So if he goes on Tuesday, you know, the whole plan was that there was going to be a massive wave he could take credit for and ride on the crest of. That didn't happen. And in fact, you know, as I say, he's sustained real political damage himself. So it risked being a bit of a fizzle. I mean, he can still build a crowd, obviously, but the overall enthusiasm will not be high. But then kind of putting it off makes it seem like, well, he realizes that he sustained a blow and can't do it now. So he's in a bit of a fix. You know, I thought he's been in fixes before. He's escaped every single one, but he is clearly in his weakest state since 2016, prior to him winning the presidency.
Have you heard anybody, I mean anyone out there, no matter how devoted they are to President Trump and his future, anyone who has said that the issue of the stolen election was helpful to Republicans? And it was just so brilliantly used to assure just victory after victory. We got so tired of winning. We even want to win anymore. Anyone who thinks that was a really potent pro-GOP issue?
No, of course not. And, I mean, Trump, I won't say that Trump's the only one who cares about it. A lot of other ordinary voters do, but he's the one driving it. He's the one making it a litmus test. And there's a place for litmus tests and parties. You know, it's important that being pro-life became a Republican litmus test, because once a major political party believes something, then you have much more chance of realizing it. But there's no case for making an obsession with 2020 and delusions about 2020 a litmus test for the party. It's all about Trump and his ego and bending people to his will. There's just no upside to it whatsoever, and it And it's associated with other qualities in these candidates that make them unappealing to the mainstream. Look, I'm a conservative. I want candidates who are very conservative, but you have to win the middle. And if you're going to be extreme ideologically and substantively, like in ways that matter. Don't be extreme on this, like, wacky stuff that has zero impact on anyone's real life, isn't going to advance the ball in any way, and it's just kowtowing to one guy. And I hope the party now realizes that, but you know, you can never underestimate Trump's grip.
Okay, so he's going to say something. He has to deliver a speech, and of course, he could very easily say, "Oh, I was just faking you out. Just thought I was going to announce candidacy. Mm-hmm. What I was really going to announce was your ability to contribute to the Trump Library, the what wonderful collection of what will be my." Two terms as president. What could he say? What else could
if the people that want him to help and think it would be helpful to his personal interests also to genuinely help, I think what they would tell him is give a speech about the importance of winning the Senate for the good of the party and how people need to help Herschel Walker, and that's all you're about right now. You were going to make a very, very important announcement. You're putting off your very, very important announcement because that's not as important as winning Georgia. You know, someone would have to write it down for him, right, and force him to do it. He occasionally does that, but that would make the most sense for him.
Yeah, and by the way, there's a sense that if both Laxalt and Blake Masters lose, and there's reason to believe they both might, that Georgia would hurt Herschel Walker, because it would mean that even if Herschel Walker wins, you don't win control of the Senate. So it's a moment for decision, and thank you for contributing to it and for contributing to the perspective. Rich Lowry, editor of National Review, he has his own column about President Trump's upcoming, or maybe not so upcoming, great speech. Meanwhile, very prominent Republicans going off the ranch. Hal, coming up. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Greatest show on God's green earth.
Oh, good for you.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Kayleigh McEnany, who was a press spokesman for President Trump, I think she did a good job for President Trump. She was perhaps the most effective of the various spokespeople he had. One of his spokespeople just won the governorship of Arkansas. And that, of course, would be Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And she won easily. There was a red wave in the state of Arkansas, no doubt. Senator Bozeman also handsomely reelected. In any event, Kayleigh McEnany had some common sense that she was talking about on cable TV. And I think that what she's saying, it's tough to argue against because it clearly is what needs to be done. Listen, this is clip 7.
Every Republican energy needs to go to grinding the Biden agenda to a halt. And that could go straight through the state of Georgia.
Great point. Does that include Trump?
I think he needs to put it on pause. Absolutely. Look, he'll make that decision. He'll make his own decision. But
Georgia?
I'm advising any contender, DeSantis, Trump, whomever, no one announces 2024 until we get through December 6th.
Do you see the former president, a need for him to go to Georgia?
I think we've got to make strategic calculations. Governor DeSantis, I think he should be welcome to the state given what happened last night.
You've got to
look at the realities on the ground. And Herschel Walker, we've got to win the Senate. That's it, guys. Got to win the Senate.
Okay, there may be a chance to win the Senate with everything depending upon, you'll pardon the expression, Herschel Walker carrying the ball, which is something he did with superb aplomb during his days of football glory, winning a national championship for the Georgia Bulldogs, undefeated national championship. But that was then. This is now. And at the moment, what a number of people are saying is, Trump has, his political record now is not blank. It's not open. He ran for president in 2016. He had great success in the primaries after losing initially. Remember, he lost the caucuses in Iowa to Ted Cruz, but then he cleaned up on the primaries. He won the nomination. But can we remember that he came very far from winning the popular vote in the election of 2016? And he was very, very fortunate with the way that the votes, the popular votes, were distributed state by state. So he won those five key states that he turned around that allowed him to win the 306 electoral votes. But then when it came time for his midterm election, and this probably rankles President Trump very deeply right now, is that he lost a total of 43 seats. For the Republicans during his first term, 43 seats in the House. And that's compared to Biden losing, it may be 10. It could even be less than that. But it's not going to be anywhere near the 43 seats that he lost. And then he lost the two Senate seats in Georgia, where he actually came down and campaigned, and instead of campaigning for Senator Perdue and Senator Loeffler, who had been appointed under his administration, Senator Loeffler, instead of campaigning on their behalf, he was complaining about the stolen election, which, of course, depressed turnout. It meant that fewer people come out. If you believe that your hero, Donald Trump, has been blocked from winning re-election because of a stolen election, it doesn't help. And now, playing a very active role in this first election since that loss, what you saw is a loss across the board yesterday. One of the things that people haven't talked about is that in state legislative races, which is one of those areas where under Obama, the Republican Party did spectacularly well. It added like 1,000 legislative seats. We apparently lost about 500 legislative seats across the country this week, and lost control of legislatures. In Michigan, for instance, the Democrats took control, not only winning re-election for Governor Whitmer, Gretchen Whitmer, and for the Attorney General, and for the Secretary of State, and for the Democratic officials statewide. The Republicans also lost control of both the House and the Senate in Michigan. They lost one of the houses in Wisconsin. They lost one of the houses in Pennsylvania. And this kind of misfortune for the Republican Party has to stop if the party's going to have a future as a competitive force in American politics. They're looking at some of the exit polls. One of the things that hurt Republicans, and it's clear in the exit polling, is there are now fewer people who describe themselves as Republican. Do you know anybody who said, yeah, I used to be a Republican, I'm not anymore, now independent, or something of that nature? Winsome Sears, who is one of the rising stars in the Republican Party, she's been on our show before. She's the lieutenant governor of Virginia. She was elected with Governor Youngkin, and she's the first black woman to hold statewide office in Virginia. She just said this on Fox News, and again, we ought to pay attention to her because she's clearly the kind of voice we need in the Republican future. Here is the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia, Winsome Sears.
This administration, when it came to the economy, helped us because black unemployment was the lowest it had ever been historically. And then, of course, when it came to education, he forgave his administration the loans that historically black colleges and universities had owed that they could never repay. And by the way, provided a permanent funding stream. And then safety forced NATO to bring their fair share, only 2% of their GDP. But when we look at the mission, and as a Marine, we're looking at the mission, and, you know, the voters have spoken, and they have said that they want a different leader. And a true leader understands when they have become a liability. a true leader understands that it's time to step off the stage, and the voters have given us that very clear message.
But Donald Trump still makes a speech next week that he wants to run for president. What would you think about that?
I could not support him. I just couldn't.
Now, that is very striking. And again, if you look at the timing right now, a lot of this is going to be whether he puts himself and his own obsessions with running for president again and coming back and claiming the presidency and who knows what he wants to do about what he believes to be the greatest crime in human history, which is the allegedly stolen election. Really? The idea of waiting to declare his candidacy and maybe being involved with trying to help the Republican Party in some of the aspects of its role in federal affairs can still be protected and advanced, as with Herschel Walker. Now, Herschel Walker, not an ideal candidate, but it would make a tremendous difference if Adam Laxalt can hold on in Nevada, and he is enjoying right now a very narrow lead. They still have a lot of votes to count from Clark County, which is the most Democratic county in the state and the most populous. So we will see what happens with that. But if Adam Laxalt hangs on, picking up a formerly Democratic seat, ousting an incumbent Democratic U.S. Senator, and that would get the Republicans to tied, so it would be going back to Kamala Harris breaking ties, but the Chuck Schumer maintaining control of the Senate. If they can both hold on with Adam Laxalt, and if Herschel Walker actually can win in the runoff election, where the Democrats are going to spend unlimited money to try to defeat him. Now, that's December 6th. That is obviously less than a month. But it is a very, very important interlude. There's also going around this idea that, okay, President Trump is already passed into history because right now there's a new leader of the Republican Party. And kind of everybody knows it, and some people are having the moxie to talk about it. And we'll talk about it with a former Bush aide and heard on CNN and teaching at Harvard, Scott Jennings, coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.